D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time here on The Hardline, which, of course, as you are probably well aware, is time for us to remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky.
And where are we right now, DJ?
Working on room 607, currently occupied by Kyle Busch.
Okay. So remember, we're at Chiloso Mexican Bistro in Saxe. So come say hi. We're at the station, that shopping center, brand new location here in Saxe. And joining us for Trifecta is our seventh Supreme Court Justice and clearly the fourth muser, because I think that he has now gotten the same vacation package that the musers have. It is Donovan Lewis.
I'm not going to accept that.
Who just kind of comes and goes as he pleases now, you know, just kind of, I'm in, I'm out.
Which tropical location am I going to go to now?
Oh, Cancun.
I'm here
sure.
now, though, fellas. I missed you guys.
What?
I'm here now. I missed you guys.
Oh, well, we missed you, too.
Do you think you've been to more countries than any other ticket host?
Now that Norm's gone?
That's great.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, because you guys don't do anything. Y'all go to the same places. You got to try new things. So I'm going to say
poor.
Yes.
And my vacations cost because time all these dumb kids, Donovan.
That's right. These dumb kids.
You got to learn the rhythm method, Bob.
They ruin everything.
Great kids that I love very much.
Sure,
but
you
that
do.
Limit the discretionary income.
They limit life.
You know,
a little bit.
Donnie, the rhythm method doesn't help with adoption.
Oh, no, Dave.
And remember, Donovan, the rhythm is going to get you.
Damn.
And we are part of a rhythm nation.
Ooh, that's a good counter.
Okay, so there are two guys that we're going to try to induct here. We're going to start with the late, the great, the Jason Collins, who has one really massive bullet point, but leading up to that point, he was a star basketball player who ended up going to, in high school, Bob, a star basketball player.
Well, I was a star in high school.
Well, were you seven
Whoa,
feet tall?
Look at that. No.
He was probably more of a star. Did you get a scholarship to Stanford?
No.
All right. By the way, his backup, Jason Collins' backup on that team when he was in high school in California, was noted actor Jason Segel, or Segal. How do you pronounce his last name? Forgetting Sarah Marshall and everything
Siegel.
Else? Segal. That was
of
his
shrinking?
Yes.
Wow.
That was his backup, and I just looked it up. Apparently, Jason Siegel's nickname in high school was Dr. Dunk.
Really?
Because he won a dunk contest in like somewhere in California. Yeah.
How tall is he?
It says he's your height. 6'4". Apparently, he was a little better athlete than you, as you were not nicknamed.
I was
Dr.
not.
Dunk.
I definitely was not nicknamed Dr. Dunk.
Were you named
it's
Dr.
Hard to
tennis
jump on
ball
carpet
dunk?
To
Dr. Grab the rim. Dr. Dunk with a flat volleyball.
So he goes to Stanford, and he was very good. He was all Pac-10 first team and ends up getting drafted by the Nets in 2001. He played in the NBA Finals against the Lakers and did okay, but played there for 7 years, goes to Memphis, goes to Minnesota, goes to Atlanta, goes to Boston. At this point, if you would have asked me in 2013 or 14 if I knew who Jason Collins was, I still would have said no. Because his per-game average for his career in Jersey was 4, 4.5, 5, 5, 4, 2, 2, 2, 0.6, 2, 1.6, 1. It goes on. So his career average was 3.7, and his rebounding average was not much better. So then he, I guess in 2013, he hits the cover of Sports Illustrated because he is the first person in the NBA or any North American professional sport, team sports, to publicly come out of the closet as a gay man. And then it was like, oh, were you guys the same way? Where you're like, that's cool. Who is he? Did you know anything about him?
No.
I like to be gay.
But, I mean, he played in the NBA for 10 years.
He was a guy who I think was most noted for having a twin brother also in the NBA, right?
Yeah. Were you aware of him, Donovan?
I mean, I knew the name, but it's not like I was following his career and had a decent college jersey or anything.
He was the DJ Benga of his team.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to put it. So in the end, he was an okay seven-footer who lasted a while in the NBA because he was 7 feet and then was the first guy to ever say that he was gay. So that's kind of it. Now
he said he was gay.
Was he the first 7 foot gay?
Well, if you're the first gay, then you're also the first 7 foot gay.
No, I'm saying basketball player or not. He was the first pro sports player to come out as gay, but was he the first 7 foot gay in the history of the world?
Like in life?
Yes.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
I'm going to say no.
It's a much smaller pool of potential.
Would you say there's more 7 foot gay men or 3.5 foot gay men?
3.5 foot.
The 7 foot.
Why do you say that?
Gay men.
Okay.
Because there aren't many 3.5 foot men.
Yeah, there are. Little people?
Are there more 3.5 foot men or 7 foot men?
3.5.
Has to be.
Yeah.
So therefore, there are more 3.5 foot gays.
Yeah, there are more little people, Donovan, than there are 7 footers.
Anyway,
that's
I digress.
Not so matter of fact. Just don't have you ever, like have you, that's just the most known thing ever.
Okay, have you ever seen The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, can you imagine if they were all 7 footers?
How many 7 footers were in that?
How about Return of the Jedi? Okay. Have you ever seen
I didn't know that was the barometer. My bad. You're right. That's it. In The Wizard of Oz.
Well, there.
Have you seen the NBA All-Star
Peter
game?
Mayhew.
How many 3.5 foot people are there?
I think we're getting off track here.
Yeah. We still have another person to get to.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
So he wasn't actively gay.
What?
Like, he wasn't gay.
Actively?
He didn't come out as gay while in the NBA. He left the NBA and then came out as gay.
At the very end of his career, he came out as gay.
And then all of his former teammates are like, what?
Yeah. No.
Who's got AIDS?
Okay, so.
Who's that?
Lando. Is he in?
I'll pass.
What?
That's a no.
Okay. DJ?
Just to annoy Bob, he's in.
Ham?
I mean, he was a trailblazer, so he opened up the door for a lot of these other gay people to be in sports.
No, he was definitely not a trailblazer.
I will accept that line of comedy for this moment only. Congratulations. That's a funny joke. Dave?
I love gays, but no.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Just cancel out DJ's vote. No.
So he's at
it's not
Donovan,
how voting works.
What would you have said, Donovan?
I would have said no.
No. Yeah, there you go. Out. Jason Collins.
So now he's off to lower heaven.
Well, how are we going to be the woke line? If we didn't vote him in,
we're
it has
trying
nothing
to
do with
that.
His sexual orientation. In a season, he averaged 0.6 points a game.
A whole
That's
season.
Right. As Donovan once said, we need better gays playing basketball.
Bob, if we
NBA. Whoa, hang on now.
If we put you in the NBA, Bob, for a full season.
That was for off air? Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. What are you doing?
If we put you in the NBA for a full season at the age of 28.
Yeah.
Could you have averaged 0.6 points for the season?
I feel like I could have, but no. That's probably wrong.
There's no way.
1 point?
Well, they wouldn't sign me if I was only asked to score 5 buckets a year.
You need 1 point a game.
How many minutes did he average over the course of his career?
Like 20, right? Wasn't he
whole career?
No, probably
not. Probably 12.
Let's see what we got here. Minutes per game for his career.
Okay, career 20.
I was right?
Serious? Yeah. And he averaged point something points at 7 feet.
Yeah, he's got a bag. Just admit it.
He was a defensive specialist.
Okay, well, now we'll look at his block shots. And all right, let's move to Bobby Cox, shall we?
Yes.
So it's
he
been
didn't even average a block a game in any year.
Shut up.
7 feet tall, 20 minutes a game. All right, well, anyway, it's been a rough go for the Atlanta Braves. Maybe next week we can consider Bob Horner with Claude Lemieux. But this we did Ted Turner, right?
Yep, yep.
And 3 days after Ted Turner, I believe, is when we lost Bobby Cox.
He just couldn't take it.
Bobby Cox is one of the winningest managers in baseball history. In fact, he's number four all time for wins in baseball history. He led the Braves to 5 National League pennants and a World Series championship. So 1-for-4 in the World Series. I don't know if that affects your thoughts. He played in the major leagues for 2 years, not quite what he wanted to be there, hampered by knee problems, but found his niche as a manager, mostly for the Braves, inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and trails only Connie Mack, John McGraw, and Tone La Russa for most victories ever. Of course, boasted a strong rotation of Glavin, Maddox, and Smoltz for much of his time. The Braves won 14 consecutive divisional championships during his run, interrupted only by the canceled 1994 playoffs. But they only won the one World Series in 95, lost to the Twins in 91, the Blue Jays in 92, the Yankees in 96, and again in 99. He was a player's manager, well-liked by his players and his teams quite a bit, and well-respected in the sport. Now, in the interest of covering up things, he did have an incident with his wife in 1995, which did make Sports Illustrated, I remember, where they were called to the scene and he was accused of domestic violence.
Yeah, you want more on that?
I don't know. Do I?
Apparently, he was 53 at the time, and at 10:15 on a Sunday near Atlanta, the Atlanta Country Club, Bob.
I'm more of a Peachtree guy.
She said that they were having a dinner and drinks with friends, and apparently he spilled a drink on the carpet. She made a comment about it, and after the guests left, he hit her in the face with his fist, pulled her hair, and called her a bitch.
Oh,
damn.
And then she shows up at the door and said, no, I made a mistake. He didn't do nothing wrong. I love him. But she had visible swelling and redness on the left side of her face. But then the next day she retracted everything and was like, we're good. Nothing to see here. We're all good.
Yeah, the couple attended court-ordered counseling is all after the charges were all dropped. So,
but it just shows you, don't spill your drink. Is that the lesson?
Or don't point out that your husband
spilled
the
drink.
She
just said something.
Yeah, but don't shame him for spilling the drink in front of his guests.
Now, despite spilling his drink, he was named Manager of the Year 4 times and also set the record for most times ejected in a World Series game. He's the only person to be ejected 2 times from World Series games.
Okay.
So Bobby Cox, Hall of Famer, and might have spilled a drink, has passed away.
Lando?
Yes, he's in.
DJ?
I'll vote again for Jason Collins and for Bobby Cox.
Ham?
I mean, his wife was a bitch, but he's worthy.
Okay. Dave?
Yes.
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 Donnie?
Yep.
All right.
Unanimous.
Boy, he was unanimous for the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Dude, he was incredible.
No, but I thought the Baseball Hall of Fame's bid is nobody's ever unanimous except Mariano Rivera.
I think that's players. Coaches, you can get in.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Donovan, thank you very much. Welcome back to town, and we'll listen for you tomorrow on The Invasion.
And you should have listened today because I was back today. Thank you.
We know that.
Donovan, we're looking forward
to you. But we're going to listen to tomorrow, too.
Oh, okay.
Idiot.
Okay.
Can't wait till you're back.
I'm not listening now. I'm done.
I didn't mean to spill my drink. I'm sorry.
I know.
You bitch.
Jeez. All right. There he goes. Noted bitch on The Invasion, Donovan Lewis. 9-1.